A Eugene police spokesman says cases of people driving under the influence of drugs are up 86% from a two-year average. Cases of drugs and alcohol are up 138%. EPD officer Travis Cooper says there's been growth in such DUIs in states where cannabis has been legalized, namely Washington, Colorado, and Oregon.
At the same time that legalization has occurred, there's been this growth in the marijuana concentrate industry and high THC strains. So I don't know how much of it has to do with legalization. People have been smoking marijuana here for a long time, but the strains are just getting a lot stronger, which makes it easier for officers to recognize impairment because the impairment is a lot more significant.
THC is the active substance that gives marijuana its high. Cooper says there's currently no breathalyzer test for cannabis, but police say bloodshot eyes and an inability to judge time and distance are things they look for when determining if a driver's under the influence of cannabis. For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull.